In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At age 89, Norman Vaughan scaled the mountain in Antarctica that was named for him by Admiral Richard Byrd. It is about 385 kilometers from the South Pole. In 1928, Vaughan and two of his Harvard friends, two of his buddies, and their names were Edward Goodale and Freddie Crockett, dropped out of school to serve as dog handlers for Admiral Byrd's 1928 through 1930 Antarctic expedition. After being obsessed for 65 years with the idea of conquering by himself the unforgiving terrain, and after one failed attempt, a plane crash, and expenses of $1.5 million, Norman Vaughan realized his dream on December the 16th, 1994. Because of a fused ankle and a knee replacement, he reached the summit only by climbing 7,128 steps chiseled out of the ice by the lead climber, Vern Tejas. The persistent explorer's comments is worth remembering. He said, "Dream big and dare to fail." Today's gospel lesson tells the story of a woman who also refused to quit. She would not take no for an answer. She persisted in her request to Jesus that her daughter be healed. She persisted despite several rebuffs. She persisted until she awakened a response in Christ. Her persistence made her prayer sincere. The question that comes to mind is, why should we persist in our prayers? After all, surely God already knows what we want even before we ask Him. But the answer is that a casual request does not express a dominant desire. This is what prayer should be: a dominant desire. Repeating one's request tests the desire. You must be prepared to prove your sincerity in prayer by your continual persistence, putting your whole being into the prayer. In this way, you can make the prayer your soul's sincere desire. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine, prayed 30 years. Not 30 times, but 30 years for the conversion of her son. She didn't give up after 1, 5, 10, or even 20 years. She continually prayed that God would somehow send His Holy Spirit upon her son and that he would be converted to the Christian belief. She did not lose her faith in God's grace. She continued to pray, as I said, for 30 years until her prayer was finally answered. In dealing with the Canaanite woman of today's gospel lesson, at first answering her not a word, and then telling her that his first ministry was to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Jesus tested the woman to have her demonstrate if indeed she was persistent and sincere with her faith. When Jesus saw her remarkable faith by her persistent requests for healing, despite her unworthiness, he said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. I am reminded of some very relevant thoughts of one of our contemporary Orthodox theologians who wrote on this topic. And let me read to you what he wrote. "Today in modern Christianity, we emphasize the new birth. By contrast, the ancients, those in the past, emphasized being faithful to the end. It was those who had finished the course who were counted as heroes of the faith. Simply starting well with the Lord was not enough. I am troubled by the unbalanced emphasis today on getting people to make a one-time decision for Christ. So often the implication is that by saying yes once, that decision in and of itself will see you through. Let us be clear on this. You cannot even qualify for the Christian race unless you place your faith in Christ. But the goal is not reached by a one-time response to Christ. The race requires perseverance down to the wire." And this is always a temptation for a Christian, to be a good beginner, but not always a strong finisher. Life has begun with baptism, confirmation, and communion. The Christian also receives the blessing of God's salvation, His forgiveness, and His love. We have all heard it time and time again when born-again athletes, authors, or even politicians give stirring testimonies of their dramatic conversions. But how many will persevere to the end? How many will make it to the finish? Baptism and decision for Christ are indispensable, but they are no guarantees of salvation. They are the beginning. Ahead lies the entire race to be run and to be won for Christ. He who endures to the end will be saved. The Canaanite woman in today's gospel obtained her prayer request because she persevered despite many rebuffs. I'm sure that today, as many of us will be watching the Super Bowl, we will see these two teams that have worked very hard for many years, honing their talents and practicing over and over and over again. This is the kind of persistence we all need in our walk with our Lord. We need to be persistent. We need to keep praying. We need to keep asking. We need to pray for others. We need to help those that need our help. Even though there are failures, we need to continue in our pursuit. We cannot be discouraged. After all, it took Monica 30 years for her prayer to be heard. So when we get discouraged when we want a new car and ask for it, and we don't get it the next day, we need to be persistent. Because maybe we don't need that new car. But maybe what we need to do is to continue to ask Christ. And in His time, He may hear our prayer. But it is a persistent thing. We don't do it just once. So I'm going to ask you to pray every day for your children, for your grandchildren, for your loved ones. Because this life, my dear people, is short. It can be gone in an instant. So be persistent with your prayers. Don't say, "I'll get to it tomorrow." Because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. This is important, and I will continue to stress this. Pray. Pray to your Lord. He heard the Canaanite woman, but he didn't acknowledge her at first. And then he told her, "No, I'm sorry, I have to take care of other people." But she kept asking. And that's what we have to do, to prove to him our faith, to prove to him what is in our heart, our mind, and our soul. Because these things cannot be affected by anything of the world. No disease can affect and take what is inside our heart and inside our soul and inside our minds. So continue to follow the course. You've begun, but we must always continue to receive the grace of God. Amen.